Today I want to talk to you about Give Me This Promise. Joshua 14 and 6. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, whom went up with me, made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God." Here Caleb is talking to Joshua, and he says to him, "Listen, you remember the word of the Lord." I like that. Remember the, you know, what God says he's going to do, he's going to do. If there's anything you can go to bank on, you can go to bank on God's word. He says that his word is truth. The Bible says, "Let every man be a liar, but let God be true." And if God said he's going to do something, we can trust him and believe him. Now listen to what Caleb says in the 10th verse. "And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness." This is what he said. He said, "For 45 years, I've held on to this word. I've held on to the word of the Lord. I've held on to the word of Moses. I've held on to this promise. I've not wavered, but I've held to this promise. Although Israel traveled in the wilderness for 40 years, I've held on to it. I've not give up. And now that we've come into the promised land, now I'm coming to you and saying, give me this mountain. Give me this promise." I like what he says. "Now therefore," in the 12th verse, "now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how that Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. I want to talk about being faithful until you get to your promise. Staying faithful regardless of circumstances, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what's going on, you stay faithful. Caleb said, "Listen, for 45 years while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, I have been faithful." I can see him at night going to bed thinking of the word. I can see him waking up in the morning thinking of the word. And when the children of Israel would murmur against Moses, I can see him going, "I've got to hold on. God gave me a promise. I've got to hold on to the promise until I get to the promise." And I like this, what he said. He said, "Just as my strength was then, it is now. God has kept me strong through all my circumstances." Do you know that God can keep you through every trial? God can keep you through every burden. It might not look like it now, but if you'll hold on to God, you'll get your promise. Hold on to God. Trust God. Be faithful to him. Matthew 25 and 21 says, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.'" I'm talking about being faithful and trusting God. Sometimes we want God to do it in our timing, but God doesn't move in our timing, but God is always on time. We've got to hold on and trust him. The word Caleb, or the name Caleb in the Hebrew, means a dog. And then when we look at his father, Jephunneh, literally means to look at. And Kenizzite literally means a hunter. I mean, Caleb was like a hunting dog staring down prey. He wasn't going to give up. He was going to press on until he got where he was going. He had dog tenacity. He was going to hold on to it. Do you know why a bulldog's face is slanted? It's so that he could hold on to his prey and yet breathe. He holds on. If you've ever seen a hunting dog, a rabbit dog, a beagle, and he's after the rabbit, I mean, he'll go through briars and he'll hold on, and that rabbit could run him for miles, but he'll keep his nose to the ground and keep pressing on because he has a goal. And that was Caleb. Though he went through the wilderness, though he went through the times of their murmuring, he went through the following of the cloud by day and the fire by night. He went through all of the struggles and all of the problems and that the children of Israel went through, but he held on to his promise. So many of us give up too soon. We used to sing a song in the church that said, "Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. Hold on to God. God is about ready to move. It's about ready to happen. Don't give up yet." You see, sometimes God moves in the midnight hour. At its darkest time, God moves, and we can't give up yet. The Bible said, though weeping endures for the night, joy comes in the morning. We've got to hold on. And Caleb said, listen, for 40 years, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, I held on to God. I trusted God. God kept my strength. I like that. God kept my strength. God kept me strong. Though I went through everything, though I saw all those people my age pass away, though I saw people dying in the wilderness, I trusted God. I believed God. I went to bed at night holding on to my promise. I woke up in the morning holding on to my promise, and I'm going to believe and trust God. Listen to me. Hold on. God is able to save your husband. Hold on. God is able to save your children. God is able to work in your finances and do financial miracles for you. His word says it so. We've got to trust his word. That's what he said. He said, "You remember the word of the Lord." This was God's word. God spoke and said that this land is flowing with milk and honey. God said it's a promise to us. Moses told me that the place where I walked, I would inherit that land, and I've held on to it, and I've trusted God, and I believed God for 45 years. Now we're in the promised land. Now God has brought us here. Now I'm saying to you, Joshua, give me this mountain. Give me my promise. And that's being that dog tenacity. That's pushing on. That's going on. That's making it happen. That's going where they said you couldn't go, man. That is just being faithful and holding on to God. I read a story about how that back in the days when they had ranches and the horses, how that they would take a wild steed that was out of control, and they would tie it to a little burrow. And then they would let it go, and that wild steed in all of its strength and all of its fury would take off running, and that burro trying to hold on and trying to hold up with it, and that wild steed trying to get away from the burro would swing his head and throw that burro around, but they were tied together, and there they went, and they would go off into the distance and then until they would disappear. But the owner of the ranch wouldn't worry about it, because a couple of days later, they would look, and here would come that burro, and following behind him in obedience would be that wild steed. That burro would hang on and hold on for 2 days, being shook, being ran, but he held on until the wild steed surrendered. Sometimes we might feel like that burro. We may feel like we're being thrown to and fro. We might feel like we're not going to see it happen. But if we hold on to God, because listen to me, God's word is true. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of God be true. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Trust God, believe God, hold on to it, get that dog tenacity about you, and go after it, and don't you quit. And when I lived in Ohio, I had a beagle, a hunting dog, and we would go out hunting. And when the limit would be got, I'd have to sneak up and trick that dog and, you know, come here and pet it and then put the leash on it because he never wanted to give up hunting. That was in his blood. And as soon as I'd put the leash on, he'd start crying and I'd have to carry him out because he loved to hunt. That was in his blood. He never wanted to stop. He never wanted to give up. Listen to me. That was Caleb. Caleb was like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to hold on to God. I want to tell someone, it doesn't matter where your children are. It doesn't matter if they're on drugs. It doesn't matter if they've run from you and don't want to talk to you. You hold on to God. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And if your child is in Iraq or in the military and you're worried about it, hold on to the promise of God. Hold on and trust God. Stand on his word. Don't fall short. Stand on his word. Draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not going backwards, and you can't cross this line. These are my children, and I'm holding on to God, and I'm trusting God, and God will bring it to pass for me because he's God, and he said he would do it, and I'm trusting him that he would do it. So we hold on to God. We trust him, and we believe in him. And the Bible said that the land was a land of giants. Listen to what Caleb said. He said, I know that Anakim is there. Anakim means giants. Sometimes the battles look too big. Sometimes the mountain looks too big. But if you ever stop climbing, you'll never reach the top. You've got to keep going. Listen, any dead fish can float downstream. It takes a live fish to swim upstream. It takes someone to have the courage to press on. It takes someone to have the courage to go, I'm holding on to God. I'm going to trust God. I don't care what other people say. I don't care the negative reports that come from everybody else. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. God said he's going to do it. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to hold on to him. He will do it because he is God, and God doesn't fail. God never fails. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. The promises are yea and amen to us through Christ for the glory of God. And so when we come to God, we say, God, is this for me? He says, yes. He says, amen. So we hold on to him, trust him, believe him. Hold on, get your promise. Hold on until God's answer comes. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Believe God, he's going to do it. And though it looks like there's giants, and though it looks like the cities are great and fortified, and though it's sitting on a mountain, we hold on to God. We trust God. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible said, and he changed the name from Kirjath Arba. In Hebrew means it, you are associating yourself with God. God is able to change your battle, able to change the struggle, and bring it to a miracle for you. He's able to turn it around. Listen, the Bible said, all things will work out to good to them that love and trust the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God is able to change your battle around and give you victory. He's able to give you victory in the midst of struggles. He's able to give you victory in the midst of trials if we'll hold on and trust him. Hebron became an inheritance of Caleb. And listen to what verse 15 says. And the land had rest from war. To rest in the Lord after you have been faithful and stood on the promises. Then take your promises, then it's time to rest. Then it's time to say, thank God, I'm here, I've arrived, I made it, God's promises are true. He said he would do it, I trust him, his word is true. If he's going to do it, then I trust him, and I'm standing on his promise. Don't give up, hold on, get to your promise. Listen to what he said, give me this mountain.